Welcome to Renegade Breakthroughs, the show where we cut through the noise, show you the clear path forward, and help passionate entrepreneurs break through invisible barriers so they can achieve more, earn more, and make a much bigger impact. Robert Imbriale is a best-selling author of Motivational Marketing, and for nearly 30 years, he has helped thousands of business owners finally see what's really been running their results from behind the scenes. If you're ready for real transformation and lasting success, you're in the right place. Let's go.
Let's go, huh? Is that how we begin? Hello, everyone. Robert Imbriale with you today. Thank you so much for joining us. Like some of you saw the video poster there with my buddy Bruce. Kind of a little arm shove there in the graphic. It was a little tease. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But a little tease about some of the things we've been hearing in the back channels. It kind of is. It's a little funny, actually. Great to be with you. It has been a very big, very warm week over here. We're just having this record heat for some reason, 110. I know, my friends in Arizona, I know. That's a cool spring day for you. But we're not used to that around here. Just doesn't go that way. I want to get started first off by letting you know that we are really streaming everywhere today. It's we're on YouTube, we're on Rumble, we're on X, we're on Facebook at Renegade Breakthroughs page. We're on Twitch as well. And tomorrow, this show will be on the podcast. We'll be on Apple Music, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn Radio. And literally, there's a long list of places that it will be as well. And that doesn't just go there. It goes everywhere. There's a lot of different other podcatchers that grab the show from those main hosts. So, yeah, it kind of travels everywhere, which is a lot of fun. All right. I wanted to get started today. Something caught my attention last week, and I thought it was worth bringing up. One of the things that we all do as humans is we tend to do more for other people than we do for ourselves, right? So you always hear the story, the shoemaker's kids, right? The shoemaker's kids have the worst shoes and all the clients get the good stuff. Well, it's kind of the same for me, and I think for a lot of people. I was working on a client's website about 2 weeks ago, just getting wrapped up, and I decided, oh boy, I want to look at my website. I hadn't looked at it in a long time. Literally, you didn't really pay much attention to it. But when it comes to the clients' websites, I am on every detail. I'll work nights, weekends, through the holidays. I will make sure that, they get the best that they get. And I'm not a web developer, but, I do that. I've been building websites now, since 1993, I think, when the World Wide Web came out. So I do that occasionally. But, I will look at their business and I help them with all the business stuff. And this is one of the things. It's like I was looking at my own website and it's like, wow, some of the pages, we're literally using a template from 3 updates ago. Some of the content was so old. It didn't even look like me. It was some of the photos are really old and stuff. I'll go, what is this? I can't have this anymore. So a few weeks back, I dug in. 2 weeks back, actually, I dug into the website and decided I'm going to treat myself differently. And this is a good lesson because, like I said, we do more for other people than we tend to do for ourselves. And it's like, I don't need it. But you do. You got to treat yourself well. How do we know? Because when you're on the airplane, what are the first thing they tell you? Put your mask on second. Help everybody else and then go put your mask on, right? Wait, that's not what they say? Bruce is laughing in the back in the green room here. Wait a minute. That's not how it works, right? Put your mask on first, take care of you, and then you have the ability to take care of other people. Great lesson. Why don't we learn it? Anyway, one of these things I've been doing so much for other people, and I just have not been taking care of me. And one of the things I recognize, going into this is that the truth is if you don't respect you, you teach others not to respect you as well. Interesting. I got to give that some thought. So now I gotta respect me. I'm gonna make sure that my website is the hottest website that it's gonna be. And I'll give you a quick glimpse of the homepage. It came out a lot better than some of the websites they've built in the past. And it's not just the website, it's the taking the time to rebuild the business and rebuild the business blueprint. And I've been working on that for quite some time now. So it's a lot of fun to see it all come together. It's a lot of fun to see what the next steps are going to be. And as I told Bruce, we were talking just before we came live here. I'll be keeping him posted of every step of the way and what happens and how well it works out. So guys, take care of yourself. Make sure you put your mask on first. Make sure you're taking care of you. And, you know, I know we want to do something for somebody else because it feels so good to help somebody. That's why I got into coaching. And you can actually help somebody. It's like, wow, what a great feeling. But don't leave you out of the equation here. It's very important to do that. So put yourself first because, as I wrote down here, you matter. And it's important that we take care of you. Okay, let's see. We're going to jump ahead here just a little bit. My slides are a little bit out of order. I just want to give you a quick download. Go to renegade.club/110, renegade.club/110. And you can download this free ebook. It's a series of AI prompts you can get, and it'll help you save hours of time. And one of the cool things that I tell people always time is, like, look at the prompts. Look how the prompts are structured, because this is how AI works. And once you see how they're structured, you read through 10, 15 of them, you go, oh, I get the idea how this works now. You can create your own prompts even way far and above this. And, you know, you can create a lot of things that have AI really, really work for you. Bruce asked me today, he said, how did you get the topic for today's show? I said, well, today's show is brought to you by a combination of AI and RI. RI being my initials, right? So combination of the two, and that's how we ended up with the topic. I'm going to go into that a little bit more when I bring Bruce in, because I think it's real important. So the topic this week is a really fun one, actually. And I just heard about this morning, that NVIDIA agreed to buy Hugging Face. Do you remember Hugging Face was in the news a couple of weeks ago, where the AI broke out of its sandbox environment, got on the internet, and actually broke into Hugging Face? And, you know, so it was interesting because they actually used NVIDIA's software to patch the hole that the AI got in by. So now NVIDIA, I guess, is buying them for $12.9 billion. And you're going to hear the story here, and it's quite fascinating, because the guy who built, or the three guys that built the Hugging Face, it was an afterthought. It wasn't even their main project. Their main project was a chat room for students. And they got up to about 100,000 users there, and it just didn't go anywhere. And then one weekend, one of the co-founders put this thing up on GitHub, and all of a sudden he started to get all this attention, and the rest is kind of history. It kind of wrote itself. So we're going to talk about that. How do you turn a flop into a success? And as I mentioned with getting some of this idea from AI, it was really helpful because it helped me to kind of formulate a great topic that my guest here, who I'm going to bring on in just a second, you guys know him. You guys love him. Mr. Bruce Poppy. Bruce, good to have you on board today. Thank you for joining us. Let's see. Bruce is muted. I can't unmute Bruce.
See, I'm a rookie.
Just like old times. It's so good.
Yeah. Some things change, but other things not so much.
Yeah. Well, did you saw the video poster? And there's a little bit of a nudge there. You know what that's about?
No, what is that? I mean, I look cool. It's like you're flexing up, you know. Rob's breaking out.
That is because I keep getting emails saying you and Bruce must have had a big falling out. Yeah, I booted him out of my life. Boot him off the show, damn it. nothing could be further from the truth.
That's that's fake news.
And that's fake, false, and what is it? Fake, false, and what?
Fake, phony, and false.
Fake, phony, and false. Fake, phony, and fabricated. Exactly. So, yeah, people will often jump to conclusions when they don't have the full picture, the whole story. So, give us a quick update. How have you been since the last time these people have seen your smiling face, my friend?
I've been doing really, really well. That's funny. You mentioned that. The type of thing, because that's one of the things I've been digging into a lot, you know, about people coming to suppositions, you know, and not really owning, you know, their data or their beliefs. And, you know, while I've been out, I wrote another book, spent I was actually 3+ months putting the whole thing together.
Wow.
And, you know, just working hard, just doing like you're doing, man. We're building things up. Posting videos. I'm doing a lot of shorts because I know many people's attention spans nowadays. We're all super busy. So we have to, you know, get get the point, get in and out and make the point. And it's helping me to be a better communicator, to make my point in, you know, 60 or 90 seconds or less. So we're having a fantastic time and trying to survive down here in Satan's armpit at the place they call Florida.
Satan's armpit. I love it. It's like, yeah, it's true. It is. I don't know. Everyone's complaining about the heat this summer. I don't know what's going on. It's just going on. So I was telling, I was talking about, you know, where the content came from for today's show. I've been using Claude a lot for kind of coming up with some ideas for what to cover on the show. I have so much in my head, and the challenge that I will end up with is I don't know where to begin because there's like a billion topics I could talk about. Phoebe always teases me. She says, you know, they could just give you a topic and put you on stage and you can go for an hour or more. I'm like, yeah. It's like, I'm not afraid of that. I've done that many times. And the challenge with it is all of us don't know what we know until we're asked, right? So it's almost if somebody comes to me and asks me a question, I've got information or I've got a direction I can send them in. Bruce, you're kind of like that too. You're like a walking encyclopedia in that way. But sometimes it's like, okay, what do I come up with for an idea or concept for a show? So I use AI and I say, AI, you know, here we are at Claude. You know, what I want to do is I want to bounce off something that's current, and then I want an inspirational message on top of that. And I went in and I said, today is, you know, I have my friend Bruce Poppy is going to be joining me. And it went online and it said, is this Bruce Poppy Feldman? And, you know, here's what he's about. And he went on his website, brucepoppy.com, found everything that he's about. And then it gave me some topics and it said, topic number two would be right up Bruce's alley. Like, gee. Bruce, you have no secrets, my friend.
Well, and that's on purpose. You know, that's where I've based a lot of the stuff that I've done ever since I started, you know, back before COVID, just before the 2020 thing, and putting my face in front of our webcam. And I've always been, I've strived to make authenticity my superpower. My life, I've ripped it open, ripped my heart open. There is really no secrets. So yeah, I, you know, in this world of, you know, today, there is no such thing as privacy that we know. And so I just try to put things out there and use my life as an example, because I know I'm not any different than you or many of the other people watching. I'm just a guy out here trying to get a nut, right? You know, I'm just a small fish in a big pond, but I know some of the, because I'm willing to share my experiences and what's worked, what hasn't worked. You know, the things that I'm doing, you know, where I'm shifting and changing, you know, maybe somebody can see themselves or their story in mine, and that might help them, you know. And your little analogy about the mask, I was laughing, you know, because one of the things also, which I strive to live by that golden rule, right? We got to love our neighbor as ourself. And how can we love our neighbor if we don't love ourselves? So that's where you got to focus on you first and love yourself, and then you just let the love shine.
So you don't go around the airplane and make sure everyone's mask is on before you put yours on. Is that how that's supposed to work? Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to be clear.
All the years I've been flying, I've never seen those things actually drop. I wouldn't want to be on there, but, you know.
I don't know. I have a feeling, you know, they've been up there for so long, maybe they drop and they're all full of moth holes.
Right? Moles. Now, how often do they check those things? Are they, you know, tested? They drop them and test them? I don't know.
Hit the drop button, Mr. Pilot. Let's just test them out here before we fly, huh? All right. Let's talk about the chatbot people. Let's talk about failing and then turning, you know, failure into something much more. We all go through it. It's interesting. One of the things I was banging around with AI this morning trying to come up with the ideas, like the truth of the matter is we all go through this where we come up with the world's greatest idea for business and or the greatest idea or an invention or, you know, whatever it is. Oh, man, if we only did this, this would make so great, you know. And so many of us don't follow through, right? And some of us do follow through. And if it fails, what's our typical response? A lot of people just quit at that point. Or, you know, some people may not quit, but they may try again, but they won't tell anybody, right? They're in silence with it. They'll try it again because they don't want to be humiliated again in public. And the other people will continue. There's a small group of people that'll just keep going until they hit the goal that they're looking for. So we're going to talk about that today. I think that's real important because it kind of touches on all our lives, not just the two of us here and those who are listening, but everyone else has got a similar story going on where you could do better. And yes, failure is a part of it. There was a quote by the former president of IBM many, many years ago, and he had said, if you want to increase your success rate, increase your failure rate. Right? Because we learn through our failures, which is not what we were taught in school. We're kind of taught the opposite. We were punished when we failed. Instead of saying, okay, you did it this way. Why didn't it work? Let's figure out why didn't it work. What step did you skip or what piece don't you understand? And then help a person, get stronger. Instead of being punished, and society is very punishing when we make mistakes too, because that's, basically our school system forms us, gives us our foundation. We become adults, and what do? The same thing we learned in school. So we punish people because they made a mistake rather than saying, let me help you with that. Now, the best bosses, the best managers will never punish their employees in that way. What they will do is say, how can I help you so you can be better?
Right.
Very different approach, right? And it takes more patience. And yeah, it's a longer process, but you end up with extremely loyal employees and you get the job done. You get it done right every time, which is really kind of cool. All right.
So this topic that you picked, you frame it initially as business type stuff, but I mean, this can be applied across all areas of your life, business, relationships, your personal health, there is the same principles can be applied to anything.
Yeah, no question. That's where we want to go with it today to make sure that people really catch on to that. The piece that is missing for a lot of people is the pat on the back to say, good job trying, right? And the support that we could give. And it really happens in masterminds a lot. That's why people love masterminds, because that's what will end up happening is that, Bruce will come up and is like, I got this great idea. And everyone in the mastermind, okay, Bruce, we're going to support you with that. And Bruce comes back the week later. Yeah, it failed. I didn't get any sales or I didn't get anybody responding. And instead of beating Bruce up, they say, okay, well, let's look at what happened. Let's look at the numbers. Let's break it down. Let's find out what part of it failed, where it failed. And you can go back in the next week inspired and motivated again to take that next step, right? And we don't have that in society. And I always tell people, it's like, I did a video when I turned 60 2 years ago, and I said that, one of the three lessons that I learned, the biggest lesson, is you can't get there alone, right? So many of us try to get there alone. We're not going to do it. You need help, and you need to put people around and surround yourself with people who believe in you and believe in your idea and we'll do anything, because we will do anything to help other people. That's just the way we're wired. All right. Let's see here. let's see where should we begin, because we've got so much. So this guy, these guys, there are three of them in this company who Hugging Face. By the way, you know where they came up with the name Hugging Face?
I was going to say, it sounds a little weird to me. I don't know.
It sounds a little weird, but it's interesting. So when you see this emoji, you'll understand. That was their favorite emoji. They were all using the Hugging Face emoji when they were communicating back and forth, and they decided to call the company that. For the primary reasons, they wanted to have fun. They're going to do the company. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's why it's called Hugging Face. so there are three of them that got the company started. They got started on GitHub, and they started putting up basically open source tools that you can use with AI. So you're a developer, you want to create a tool that you can use with AI, you want to make it open source, make it available to everyone, you put it up on GitHub, but now you'd put it up on Hugging Face instead. So they specialize in that area. And just over a few years, it's not really that old a company. I've never even heard of it until this year. And now NVIDIA comes along and offers them almost $13 billion for the company. Nice payout, huh?
That's, just thinking the numbers are huge.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something to it if a company like, isn't NVIDIA one of the largest or the most fastest growing companies in a, you know, that's going on right now. They're the hottest thing.
Yeah. And they're going to really blow the roof off that even come September when they release their new chipsets that they're coming out for AI. It's really going to be, they're not going to be unstoppable is what they will be. So they needed this company. It fits really well with their culture. It fits really well with what they're doing. So it just made a whole lot of sense. But the thing that's really interesting here is the idea of failing and the flopping, right? So you might say, well, they started this chat group and they got up to 100,000 users. I'd consider that, you know, in many respects, I'd consider that successful, right? You had 100,000 people doing following you in any way. That's fairly successful. But they couldn't grow it from there, wouldn't grow any further. When you want to catch fire, you probably want 100 million people on the thing, right? But it wasn't growing. And that was their main thing. And they were kind of getting discouraged, I think, at that point. And then, like I said, they put this thing up on GitHub. And all of a sudden, it started to get traction. And it was not their core business. It was an afterthought. And it brings up the thinking. Do you remember Jack Dorsey's story of how he created Twitter?
No, I don't.
It was a project. He wanted to create a microblogging site for his friends. Wasn't even a business. I forget the business he was in before, and he was just bored. So he just wrote the code and built this thing like in a weekend, that kind of thing. And the thing just took off. And, you know, now it's x.com today, but it's really grown tremendously. And you look at that and you say, okay, maybe when you have your focus so much on one thing, you don't see the thing right next to it that could actually be the success. You're blinded by failure. Is that how would you frame that, Bruce?
Well, I mean, you said earlier, you need some help, you know, people around you. So, because sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
Right. You're so in tune and laser focused, you know, with the blinders on that one particular thing, that the success or the limitation can be removed by just expanding your mind just a little bit. So. I concur with that thought.
Yeah, it's very important to. I'm just trying to turn that off there because it's going in my ear. It's very important not to be a quitter. I think the message that I really want to get to people is it's easy to start something. You get all excited about it, and the moment you run into that first obstacle, that's when 90% of the people quit, or more. Right?
Oh yeah.
It'll never work. It'll never work. It'll never work. I have many stories of things I've done in the past in my career and things I've built, you know, that failed the first time out. And, you know, not knowing not to quit and knowing to, you know, go refine, go retool, go tweak. And all of a sudden you start to get things to work a little bit. It doesn't happen overnight. We always, you know, Bruce, we always hear the story of the overnight success, right? The overnight millionaire, it took him 20 years to get there, but we're not going to mention that part. That part's always left out.
Oh, absolutely it is. Right? And that's the comparison trap that we can get into. Because when we hear these stories, many times that's the highlight reel of whatever is. You don't see all the back behind the scenes struggles, the late nights, the retooling, you know, the reinventing, the saying, all that didn't work. So we see the end result and it looks like overnight. But yeah, we don't see the behind the scenes stuff. You know, and many times people give up too early, and it all depends on your expectation, yeah. Right? And one of the first things, because I've screwed up, I mean, I continue to screw up, and I will continue to screw up. And I hate the word failure. There's such a finality in that word, you know, that I adopt the mindset, I never fail. I either win or I figure out how things ain't supposed to work. You know, because it's a learning experience, and we can't jump into something and expect, from a business standpoint, at least, you know, to have immediate success overnight. Or, you know, it's about expectations and what is it we're looking, you know, what, you know, the gap that I think that when you talked to me before and sent me the outline of what we're talking about, it was the gap between, you know, the flop and the win, and how do we get through and keep going on? And, you know, it's probably more because what we do, we tend to internalize and personalize it, and we put it on ourselves. Well, I'm not smart enough, right? I was the right, wrong time. We make it about us. And the failure or the lack of success of achieving what we want to achieve is we can't turn it, internalize it and make it be about us. It's a process that we have to go through. And everybody does it. Just think about like Thomas Edison. If he'd have, you know, given up after the flop, you know, he flopped, we'd be sitting around in the dark. So, you know, was that close to 1,000 times he figured out how to not make a light bulb work? And it was on that 1,001, don't know what the exact numbers are, but the idea is you keep going until you find the way. And that's, you know, we're going to maybe reduce some of our expectations. You know, there's multiple layers and levels, and we could spend hours talking about this. But, the question that I've been struggling with myself over the past couple of weeks, and I even wrote, put out the signal that I put out every Tuesday as one of the topics. Hey, maybe I need to change path. You know, maybe things aren't going the way that I want to. Maybe I do need to do something different. So what do you think is the, when we keep flopping or keep, pressing on, you know, keep going. How do we know? Is there a breaking point that we know? Hey, maybe we do need to try something different, not just what we do, but that thing. So how do we know whether to keep pushing or whether saying, hey, no, this is, you know, at some point you got to stop beating a dead horse. So we got to have that intuition too. And that's an important question as well.
It's kind of a bigger question. It requires a longer conversation, I think, to know when mm-hmm. to quit and when not to. A lot of it is about, if you listen to Abraham's work, Abraham will say things like, if you're forcing it, it's the wrong direction. If it's flowing, you're in the right direction, and you always check in and see how you feel, right? So if you feel like you're stressing about it, you're pushing it too hard, you're doing that, maybe you've got something in there that's not right about it, or maybe it's not the right direction. But if it starts to flow and things that come easy to you, then clearly you're in the right direction. It's hard for people to get that, because sometimes it's just like square peg, round hole, we're going to make it work. You know what I mean? I'm going to get a bigger hammer, yeah. Damn it. I'm going to make this thing work. And you see that. And what happens?
Guilty.
Yeah, well, we all have done it. And, people will burn out. And as you get a little bit wiser, you get a little bit older, you realize, some things really aren't meant to work. Or maybe, you're putting the square peg in the round hole. Why don't you put the square peg in the square hole just a half inch over to the left? And all of a sudden it works, right? I mean,
yeah,
not too hard. So, yeah. Sometimes it is just that little tweak that makes the big difference. And it's not that the idea is flawed. Right. Sometimes the ideas come to you, especially in the shower. You get these great ideas and it's like, I want to do this. I'm so passionate about it. And you go take that first step and bam, you flop. Right. And it happens to all of us. And then the judge of character in my book is, what do you do at that moment? How do you handle that? Right. What's the mindset?
Well, what you got to do is you got to realize, and you got to have some definition. It's a lot about expectations. Right. So we need to really, before you start on an endeavor, we need to define what does winning really mean?
Right.
And really get finite or granular in the expectation or the what we consider winning. So, I mean, as example, just, take the health thing. Everybody starts New Year's Eve, right? Or New Year's Day, a new year, new me. I'm going to get healthy. Well, that's pretty broad. Maybe, fine tune it down. I'm going to lose 10 pounds, this month. Well, at the end of the month, if you only lose 7, is that a flop or is that a win? So we need to understand what winning, really get really super granular about what that winning, how can we gauge if we're winning, if we're making progress? Because, losing 7 pounds is better than losing 0 or gaining 10. I didn't lose 10. So am I a failure? Did I flop? So we need to understand, where we're at and the expectation. That word just keeps coming into me, expectations. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and I think we tend to have too big of a vision for what we want to accomplish, when maybe we need to take a few steps back and get really super granular. And I talk about it, I use the word rep, right? We got to build and stack reps. I mean, you can't expect, somebody who's been exercising for 5 years. You know, they run 5K, 10K, maybe they run a marathon, is going to have a different expectation of winning versus somebody who's just getting off the couch, right? They haven't done anything forever. Maybe just taking a 2-minute walk is a win for them. You know, so that we got to back it off and then get the rep. You know, do the small thing and learn, because we understand, you know, whatever we're going to do in whatever area of life, we need to understand we don't know everything. It's a learning process, and you got to build. Like when we go to a gym, if you want to build a successful life, you got to go, like going to the gym. You just can't run in there on, you know, get your membership after New Year's Day and run there expect you're going to be bench pressing 300 pounds right from Jump Street, you know, for somebody who hasn't done that forever. You got to start small, and you got to move the weight, and you got to, you know, do the reps, and the reps is what builds the self-confidence in yourself, and that self-confidence will build you to go do the next rep. And then over time, you build confidence through the reps. So the doing the smallest thing, I call them micro wins, right? You got to do the smallest possible action that you can do that's going to move you towards the thing that you want, whatever that is. So you got to, you know, it's a, we can't expect to be a Donald Trump, you know, in business on our very first try. I mean, if he had given up, you know, how many times did he file bankruptcy, right? It was multiple times. Now, if he'd have given up, said, oh, maybe real estate development ain't my game, then we'd be in a very different place than we are today.
Yeah, no question. So one of the things I do, I use the Microsoft To-Do app. Now, if you guys have Microsoft Office, it's a really neat, simple, very, very simple app. And what I make sure that I do is every day I have something that I know I can accomplish. And you might say, well, what help is that? Makes me feel good, right? You've got to start building that momentum. So you can't just have the goal so high that you're only going to celebrate once you got that first million in the bank. You know, maybe it's the first 10 or the first 1,000 or the first 100. And you celebrate there. So every day I've got things on my list that I know I can get done, and I feel accomplished every day. Because the worst thing for a man, I can't speak for a woman, but for a man, the worst thing is to finish the day not feeling like you haven't accomplished anything. Then you feel like a failure or a loser, right? So every day, open up that list first thing. What are some things I can check off the list right away? What are 4 or 5 things I can get done right away? And what's some of the bigger things that I might be able to chip away at? Get a little bit of it done today, a little bit tomorrow, and, you know, within 3-4 days, maybe I get that done. And that keeps the momentum going. It changes everything. So, yeah, it is a question of reprogramming yourself, right? And knowing that not everything you try is going to work, and that's okay. You know, instead of a failure, Bruce had said it, and I'll say it a different way. You know, it's a learning experience. So either you're winning or you're learning. And really, there's no other way to look at it than that. It's like, okay, I've learned something today. This didn't work.
Unless you quit. I mean, that's the only way that, you know, failure is final. You know, so you, and do it. And like you said, you know, start with the smaller things and even break down the bigger stuff into, you know, super small stuff. If you want to write, if you're a person that wants to write a book, don't think about, you know, writing War and Peace, you know, 5,000 pages or something. Just write a paragraph. One paragraph a day, you know, if you write one paragraph, or you want to learn something new, you know, we can, there's, like I said, this type of topic can span every area of your life.
It can. And, you know, one of the things that I find is, you know, writing one paragraph a day is a strategy for some. But what I find is if I'm in that space and I'm ready to write and I'm just going to commit to one paragraph, I'll probably write 10 pages.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm in that space, and I'm already flowing, right?
Yeah. But you trick your mind into thinking, oh, I'm just going to write a paragraph. But then we get into flow. Same thing happens. You know, that's what I say, you know, if you've never exercised and you say, I'm just going to walk 5 minutes. Well, once you walk 5 minutes, you're probably going to do 15 or 20 or 30. So, I mean, that just setting your expectation a little lower, you're probably going to blow past what that thing is. But, you know, thinking about the whole thing, yeah, I'm going to write, you know, a whole chapter today. That puts, you know, some expectation and pressure on us that we don't need. We put this false expectation and pressure on ourselves to perform, when if we just take a little bit and it builds the self-confidence, that trust, and builds and builds and builds. You know, and the other thing about, you know, failing, you know, what's the definition of insanity? They, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. There has to be, in whatever you're doing, a reflection period, an adjustment period. You know, I do it daily, and then I have on the bigger stuff on a week. We have to shorten the distance between what we've done, and then we had analyzed that, and then if we need to make tweak or adjustments, right? It's, you know, the course correction thing. You know, the analogy that pops in my mind is, you know, a ship, right? If it's just a fraction of a degree off, when you get further, you're going to be way, way off course. So there's always little tweaks and adjustments. The path to success is never a straight line. It's like this, up and down, up and down, up and down. So we got to shorten that time frame for, you know, analyzing and adjusting and understanding where we need to make those tweaks.
Fabulous. Right on. All right. I'm going to take a little promo break here, and then we're going to jump back into some more content. Conventional pet food. Oh, boy, it's packed with garbage, literally. It's really the leftovers of meat processing and stuff that they make a lot of the pet food with today. You're not eating it, so you don't know, but your animals are eating it, and they are reflective of what they're eating, and their health is going to reflect that. This is Thumper before he passed. It was a few weeks. This photo was probably taken around January of this year. So yeah, he passed recently. But you know, I couldn't imagine giving that guy bad food. Yeah, we always bought the best, the top of the line stuff, and it really made a big difference. Especially, you know, when you first give him the new stuff, it's like, whoa, you know, the health really improved. He bounced back. We thought he was going to die about 3 years earlier. And, you know, then Lewis said, hey, give him the pet club food and see what happens. And, yeah, he came back to life. The tumors on the back of his legs disappeared within a week. I was blown away by that. So I tell people now, go to Pet Club, renegademedia.tv/pets. If you go there, you will find, you know, more information about this pet food and how good it is. You'll really enjoy it. Your pets will appreciate it, and you'll see them bouncing back, and they will be younger and more peppy than ever. I get a lot of people calling me now when the pets are sick, and they go, what should I do? What should I do? And I send them right here, because the mushroom, the versicolor, Coriolis versicolor mushroom that they put in there, what it does, it boosts the immune system. Now, pets, but they started out with humans, so they have actually the mushroom also for humans. So if you have a sick human in your life, have a look. Might find something really good there. Okay, track on here. So when I'm just reading some of the notes here. Flopped idea is information about that idea, and not a ruling on your worth. What that means is some people take it personally, right? And when you have a failure, when you have something that doesn't work the way you expect it to, what we do is we feel like a failure, rather than just having that separation. Say, no, that thing that I was trying to do didn't work the way I expected it to. I'm not a failure. And what we do is we make that part of our identity, and then that crashes us. And it's real important to have that separation, right? That separation is real important to do. So Bruce may come to me, I've got a great idea. And I say, Bruce, that idea in my book sucks. Does that mean I hate Bruce? That just means I don't like the idea. But if he takes it personally, then he's personally wounded, and then he won't move forward.
Right. Now, and that's from external circumstance. Mm-hmm. But we do it to ourselves.
Yep.
Right. You know, there's a big difference between, hey, I screwed this up and I suck at this. Right. And you're exactly right. Once failure becomes a part of your identity, then you tend to shrink back. You tend to put it off. You tend to avoidance becomes an issue, or you quit. You know, so we have to separate the result from the person.
You know, it's the same when you look at people, why they are not more successful, is their identity is wrapped around their bank balance, right? So they look at their bank balance and they say, well, that's how much I'm worth. I've got $6 in my checking account, so I'm worthless. And I always teach people, you've got to break that connection. between what's in the bank and who you are. You're far more valuable than what the bank, you know, bank balance shows, right? And the reality is, if you can get that emotional space between those two things, you'll actually do really well for yourself. And we talked about, well, you know, it's not working, I'm going to quit. And the mastermind is really good because that's not working. Have you thought about this? No, I haven't. And I've been using AI for this. It's been really fantastic. It's like I go into a website. I have built a web page. I think this is like the most amazing web page. And then I'll go into Grok and I'll say, hey, Grok, have a look at this web page. How would I make this page better? I'm masterminding at that point, right? And it comes back and doesn't say, oh, Rob, you're a failure. It's not going to say that, right? What it's going to say is, here's some ideas. Here's some things that you know, might help the page a little bit. And I think that's real important. Like Bruce and I talked about earlier, it's like it's important to surround yourself with people because you can't see sometimes. You know, your intelligence, your intellect, you know what you know, but you don't know what you don't know.
Right, and that's why bouncing. There's a fine line too. You got to have the people around you that you trust, because the Bible talks about don't be casting your pearls before swine, right? You go run out there and jump, you know, tell everybody, hey, I'm going to start my own business, and you've never owned a business before. The normal people around you are going to be poo-pooing that idea because there's a couple of reasons. They don't know what you know, or they're trying to protect you, they think, and they don't believe in you that way. So you have to, depends on who you have around you and what their circumstance is and their position in your life, because maybe they don't want you to do that, or they're poo-pooing your idea because they themselves, you know, they're looking in the mirror and they're saying, I would never do this, so you shouldn't do it either, because I don't want you to be better than me. This is gets into the whole comparison situation and who do we trust. And so that fine line between, you know, being bold and saying I'm going to do XYZ for accountability purposes, or just to put it out there. And then when it doesn't happen, then we start shrinking in ourselves and be like, oh yeah, I screwed this up. So we tend to hide away and then not say anything. So you there's a balance that you got to find in, you know, a public declaration, or, you know, making known what you want to do, and then doing the work, you know, but behind the scenes for yourself, knowing what you're doing. So there has to be a balance there, and everybody's situation is different.
It is, and you know, going it alone is the worst possible thing you can do for yourself, because you know you get into the you know, people will plant seeds of doubt, especially when you say, hey, I'm going to do something I've never done before. Oh, you really? You know, it's like that's what you're going to get. Sometimes your friends and family are actually the worst people to support you. Hard as that is to understand, but they're doing it out of love. They don't want to see you get hurt, right? And so they'll try to discourage you. I've had it. We've all been there. We've all done it. And it's important to find groups of people that you can surround yourself in with that will support you, no matter how crazy the idea is. It's like, yeah, you know, right, maybe you can make that work. Because truthfully, it's the crazy ideas that end up changing the world, right? And if you squelch in there, I look around and I see people all the time, brilliant people, great ideas, amazing potential. But they never take action because the emotions are in the way, right? And they're afraid of the criticism. They're afraid of the failure. They're afraid of whatever. It's like everyone watching this has an idea, has something. Like people will say, you've got a book in you. Why don't you write a book? Well, nobody really wants to read my book, right? It's like the reality is maybe that's not true. Maybe your book will help save one life. Is it worth it then?
Absolutely. Everything is worth it, because I've said for many years now that we're in this, you know, information narrative war situation, and everybody's story, you don't have no idea what you're going through and how that could help somebody else if you keep it all to yourself. So we have to be willing, you know, to be out there enough and be willing to take some of those arrows, but at the same time have the strength and the mindset that I value what other people say, but I really don't care at the same time. You know, I take, you know, information and I, you know.
Well, that's it. I'm going to stop sharing with you then, man.
but it's a give and take thing, right? You have to be, you know, have enough belief. And that's what knowing what winning looks like for you. and having that big dream. I just did a video this morning, you know, talking about, the settling for, right? You know, there's oftentimes when we want something big in our life to happen, we end up, it doesn't come all to say, I'm going to say, screw it. This is it. I'm done. I'm settling for. That's how it never shows up. It showed up. We negotiated with it. Maybe that dream is a little bit unrealistic. Maybe I'll try it later. You know, we talk ourselves. So we negotiate down what we end up really wanting because of our unwillingness to address some of the maybe underlying issues that are keeping us from doing the work that's necessary to be able to succeed. And then, you know, the time frame too. You know, if you've never done something or if you're trying something new or you're doing X, whatever it is, you got to give the work enough time for the results to show up. Many times people go and will do things for a month, like you said earlier, a month or 2 months, motivation or some, you know, excitement can carry you through. But when you get kicked in the teeth, you know, that's where the guts got to show up, and you got to be willing to do the reps long enough for the results to catch up on the other side. In today's world, we want it's instant gratification. That's what they want. The microwave society, right? We want everything right now. With the internet, you know, everything is accessible right now. I've even coined the term, it's an Ozempic society. We don't want to do the work, but we want the results. So let me just jab something in me and I can lose weight without having to do the work. So we got to get back to the old school delayed gratification. We got to be willing to do the work long enough so that we can learn from our mistakes and make the adjustments to be able to get to the whatever winning is for whatever is endeavor that you're trying to pursue.
I use the word with my clients a lot, tenacity, because it's something I live by. And tenacity is, no matter how many times you get knocked down, you get up one more time, right? You just keep getting up and you find another way. If that way didn't work, it's not the end of the world. It's just that way didn't work. And really put it in that perspective and don't take it so personally and have the tenacity to keep going. I mean, it's easy to quit, easy in the face of challenge to quit. And the other thing that's really fascinating with people is sometimes they have the world's best ideas and they never do anything with them because they think, well, nobody would be interested in this. Now, when I see people like that, I'm able to spot their greatness and try to get them to see it as well. And when they do, then it's like, you know, you could do a business. You could sell this. You could offer this. You could use this to help. You could, you know, if you don't want to sell it, put it out there, give it away for free, but don't hide it. I'm talking to a lot of people watching right now because I know you have this. Oh, I'm too old. I'm retired. I'm this and that. Uh-huh. So you have wisdom. You have what today's generation doesn't have, right? You've been through the fire. You have the tenacity. Today's kids, what? They have peanut allergies. They're afraid of wheat. You know what I mean? It's just not the same generation anymore. But you have a lot of wisdom that you can impart. I have an aunt in Canada. She's in her 80s, and she just wrote a book. First book ever.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You can do it. I'd share with you, but it's in French, so it's not going to help.
feed that thing into AI, and it'll translate right out for you.
Unleashing Excellence. Give our listeners, our viewers, something they can use this week. Maybe the 3x3.
The 3x3 is a part of the Unleashing Excellence is the framework, and the 3x3 is a part of the Forge framework. And what that is, it's three actions in three different areas of your life, three reps, and that you could do on a daily basis. Those are your non-negotiables. You know, I'm going to do these three small reps in these three areas of life. It can be health, business, relationship, just a pick, you know, it could be anything, but I use those as an example. You know, three tiny reps, a rep is something that you can do, the smallest possible action that you can do to move you towards the thing that you say you want. So we do the 3x3. And you set up those three things. You can write them out ahead of time, and then you set up, that's what you're going to do today. And then tomorrow, you do it again. You build that consistency chain. And, you know, the 3x3 is kind of a foundational thing that you can expand on.
Right.
But it just gives start. It's just someplace to start, because many people have, like we said, ideas. They want to do things, but they maybe just don't know where to start. So this 3x3 framework, part of the Forge, which is the third pillar of Unleashing Excellence, which I just released a week or so ago, the ebook, there it is, the Forge, where identity and beliefs are proven. This is lays out the process that I am using and have used in my life. And I just put it, it's a simple framework. It's not in some new crazy system. It's not a bunch of motivational fluff. It talks, you know, reps, 3x3 is a part of it. It starts with a rep, 3x3, and then you can move beyond that to gauge and build capacity in your reps. So you got to start small, 2-minute walk, right? Write one paragraph, you know, put down your phone for 10 minutes and have some undistracted time with your partner or your mate, you know, friend, you know, so little things. So that's why that's what the 3x3 is all about. And I encourage, it's free. forge.brucepoppy.com. You can go there and get the free ebook, and it's you know, no strings attached. There's no you know, no upsell or anything like that. I'm sharing what's
exactly
worked for
right.
me.
I'm here to help without any hidden
Alexa,
agenda.
What? Who asked you? Alexa, be quiet. Good grief. Did I even say that word?
Nobody asked
you
me to
didn't.
Be quiet. I'm just naturally chatty. What's up?
No, thank you. Please go away.
No, thank you. Please.
Got
yeah.
it. Catch you later.
Unbelievable.
Raindrop is
they're listening all the time.
Concept, Bruce.
This is out of the three ebooks that I've written. This one is, I think, the one that I'm most proud of, because of the work I put into it and the fact that I am actually using it in my own daily life. Right. You know, Bill doing the reps, the 3x3, man. And here's the thing, you know, when we talk about failure in the Forge, one of the biggest things is what I call the reset day. Right. And that's, you're going to screw it up. You're going to miss a day. Right. You're going to not do the rep. You're going to, you know, take a day off. Something's going to, you know, upset you. Real life is going to happen. You're going to miss one of your reps. That's a fact. But if you miss once, that's fine. We reset. The rule is never miss twice, because once you miss once and then you miss twice, then it starts becoming a story that you tell yourself that that's how I'm failing. I could never do this, and blah, blah, blah. We start beating ourselves up. So reset day. What's okay to miss once, never miss twice. Go back, do it. You know what the rep is. You already know what the rep is. Go and do it at the next possible opportunity to get back on the horse and not start beating yourselves up and you know, missing all kinds of stuff. And now all of a sudden you're failing and giving up.
My favorite saying, no matter how you feel today, get up, get dressed, show up, be strong, and keep going.
Yep.
Got to live by those rules. Bruce, I know you got to run. It's 5 minutes before the top of the hour. You're doing a little live stream on your own channel there.
Yep, on Facebook, after Rob's done, if you want to jump over, Bruce Poppy on Facebook, it's a live stream. We're going to do 2 hours. It's the final day of voting for America's Favorite Couple, some crazy contest that we got into. We're in the quarterfinals. Today's the last day of voting. So we're doing the live stream, telling some stories about Natalie and I's relationship. And the best part about this whole thing, Natalie comes on front of the camera instead of hanging out behind. So we're just going to be Natalie and I doing a 2-hour live stream, talking about our marriage and life and stuff. So we're, what? She's piping in.
2 hours for real?
Oh, she's like, she didn't know. 2 hours for real?
That's a long time to be on camera, my friend, for someone who's not used to it.
It'll be fun. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, we're, Joseph, if you're done when Rob's done with his show, jump on over on Facebook only, Bruce Poppy, and check it out. We'll be there. Thanks, Rob, man. It's been so much fun hanging out with you again.
Appreciate you. Thanks for coming by, and we'll see you again soon, I'm sure.
Yes, you will.
Over and out, my friend. Take care. All right. A couple more minutes with you. I got a couple of things to share with you. This was important to to bring up. I think when you look at the challenges that we all have and things that we face, I think it's important to, you know, kind of put it in perspective. I think we can kind of get lost in the emotion of it a lot of times. And a lot of the work that I do with my clients is really helping them get back on track and see, you know, see the forest for the trees, if you will, because they get too close to their problems. They get too close to their challenges. They can't see the next steps they need to take forward. So it's work that I really enjoy. It's something I've been doing for many years, naturally. Don't have to actually work at it for me because it's very natural, and I love doing it. Anyway, so that was what the impetus was for bringing this as a combination today of AI and RI, I'd love to say. And it's really kind of fun to use AI and have conversations with it and kind of mold ideas and toss ideas back and forth. It's a great brainstorming partner. I really, really, really love it. But AI is not all it cracked up to be. You know, we have a lot of robots out there these days, and sometimes the robots they make mistakes. Oh, that didn't look good at all. Did not look good at all. Amazon's starting to deliver packages via drone, and AI is kind of managing that as well, and this didn't work out like they expected. Oops. There we go. Drop the Amazon package. Pop it. Oh, right. Not helpful. All right. With that, I just want to say thank you, guys. This has been a lot of fun. I appreciate all the kind words, the comments, and this will be up as a podcast tomorrow for those of you. I know that a lot more people are watching it on the podcast now than coming live, which is fun because you can catch it whenever you want to. Most of the podcasts are audio only. The only way you can get the video right now is either on robertimbrielli.com, which is my website, or you can get it on iTunes. iTunes, both versions are there. There's an audio version. There's also a video version. So whichever you prefer, you can go on iTunes and get it there. So that will do it for today. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it. Love each and every one of you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for giving comments and thumbs up. And that makes a big difference. And I look forward to doing this. I can't believe how quickly the week went by, and already it's like here we are Thursday again. It feels like Thursday was like yesterday. Crazy. Guys, go out there, be strong, have tenacity, keep going, make your goals a reality, and we'll talk real soon. Be outstanding.